Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with our study, and Dr. Bloom was just starting to close the lesson.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Enduring the trials of life that come into our lives. You just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. He knows. He knows. He knows all about it, but He will strengthen you for it. For come what may. Yes, Paul was put to death for the Word of God. Stephen was stoned to death at the preaching the Word of God. Christians have died throughout the centuries for standing for the Lord. But please don't miss, when the Bible tells us that great is their reward, I can't fathom it, because when Jesus created, when God created the heavens and the earth, He said the first day He saw that it was good, the second day He saw it was good. Every time He kept on saying He saw it was good. He said, let there be light, and there was light, and He saw that it was good. Okay, He spoke it into existence, Psalms 33 tells us. He saw that it was good. So when He says something's great, whoa! I mean, if this earth just, on God's scale, just only measures good, and all the beauty, the everything, all the science about it, of wind, air, of humanity, of life, everything, and He saw that's good? Wow. What is great? What is great? And so, my friend, I want to close out this part, take up next time, maybe with verse 15, but I just want to say, we've seen here that these things that our salvation teaches us, what we should deny, what we should be doing, that's behavior that becometh holiness. We need to examine ourselves as 2 Corinthians 13:5 tells us, to see whether we be in the faith. Not, are we saved? If you're saved, you examine yourself to find out, are you living according to the faith? Other words, a doctrine of the Word of God. You know, we've been looking at this personal responsibility. And I, as a pastor, have personal responsibility. We're going to see that next time. But right now, this is for you Christians. Normally, I try to give the plan of salvation here, and let me just say this. If you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home, you'll go to our website, centralbaptistocala.org, centralbaptistocala.org. Right on there, even on that front page, is the plan of salvation. Click onto it, listen to it, I'll take you through the Word, show you how to be saved. It's about a 15, 16 minute recording. But if you'll listen to it, I believe that you can, after doing it, can know whether or not you're saved, and you can receive Christ as your Savior then. But I want to talk to Christians today, because these last few days we've been talking about the commitment, taking personal responsibility for yourself. What are you? We've talked of things like joining the church, your time in the Word of God, the call here in our text about being holy, and really, again, when I just read those verses there, I mean, think of it there. We've got some verses here, and, well, we've read verses 11 through 15. Listen to them as I read them before I close here. For the grace of God that brings salvation, we didn't deserve that. That was God's grace. Hath appeared to all men. All men can be saved. That's why He wants you to be a witness. Teaching us that denying ungodliness ungodlikeness. Okay? Not what you associate with God. Denying from the Word of God, not by the minds of men, but from the Word of God. Denying, not allowing it in your life as a part of your life. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust, those worldly desires, whether it's for fame or for fortune or immorality or anything else, denying ungodliness. Ungodly, without God. Worldly lust. We should live soberly. That is a serious dedication to the Lord. Righteously, according to His word, obedient. Doing what He tells us to do. And godly in this present world. Now, godlike, who went everywhere preaching repentance, as Mark 1:15 and 16 reveals. Looking for the blessed hope. It's a blessed hope. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us. Wow. Gave Himself for us. To redeem us from all iniquity. And to purify Himself a peculiar people. A peculiar. Did you get that? Peculiar people. Zealous of good work. Are you zealous of the good work? Are you zealous of good work? He wants to use you. But you must let Him come in and use you. Perhaps right now you'll bow your head with me and just praise Him. Tell the Lord, Lord, I do want the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You, Lord God, in me to be manifested. I want my life to be so involved with You. Yes, I've got responsibilities as a parent or as a child or as a student or as a worker. And I must do that to the best that I can. But Lord, I also need to put You ahead of all my pleasure, all my other things, Lord, that You've got to be all in all. So Lord, I pray, I truly pray, Lord, that the fruit of Thy Spirit would be manifested in me and through me, because just like seed in the ground, that fruit would grow out of me, because You're the soil. You're the that of my heart that nourishes that seed. You, by Your word, the water of Your word, nourishes that in me and through me, that I would bear that fruit. Help me to take personal responsibility for my actions and not getting mad at people or blaming something of my past or something of the present. Lord, help me just realize I'm personally responsible. I can make decisions for Christ or not to, and just obey Him or not obey Him. Help me to do right. Help me to obey my Lord and Savior. And when things do go wrong, not to give up, not to get angry, but just to keep on keeping on. Lord, I pray that fruit would bear to my account in glory. I pray that You would come, that I could have confidence at Your appearing. I pray, Lord, You'd show me what I ought to do in my life, in my local church. Show me what I ought to do. Make it clear to me. And Father, if You will do that, I promise You, I will do what You want me to do till You call me home. For I know that the gifts, and You've given me gifts, Lord, and Father, right now I even think of people listening. You've given them gifts in different areas. Some, they're earning a living with those gifts. But they could also use those gifts in serving God. And so, Father, it might be a mechanic, that He could help a missionary, that He could help some poor widow, Lord, and her car's broke down, or something of that nature. But Lord, I just pray that whatever it is, that You'd show them, You'd show us, and realize that our gifts came from you. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. You put us here for a purpose. Help us to know that purpose and to fulfill that purpose. And I would ask this in that special, blessed, and holy name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. My friend, I hope that you were following along with us here, and I trust that next time that you will join us as we start on verse 15. We'll be getting started there next time, but join us and follow along with us, and ask others to listen to the lamp and light, because that's how the lamp and light grows. My friend, we do want to hear. We do want to hear from you. And if you just prayed that prayer with me, and you just prayed something similar that way, and God spoke to your heart through this, and let us know. We do want to hear from you. And you know, I used to answer my letters quickly as I'd get them, but now, because of the strokes I've had and so forth, I don't get to answer the letters like I did once did, and write letters out like I once did. But so many out there that are listening now, you've been faithful to listen. You've been faithful to pray. Some have been faithful to give. Now I want to thank you for it. And I want you to know that we don't just take that for granted. We know you do it because you love the Lord. And, you know, if the Lord gives you back full to the sight, I mean, I can read. But if you saw me sitting here, I've got a ruler in my hand. Extra large print, and I have to put that ruler down on the paper and fold it all the way down. When I'm preaching in a pulpit, I have to have my hand up there, not move my hand. You don't see me moving around a whole lot. That's because of that, but yet God's just this past Sunday, and I'm standing still there in the pulpit preaching, but we still had two get saved. So what I'm saying is that it's not that it's my ability, it's God's ability, and what God can do is miraculous. So I'm asking you to please pray for us daily, but also to let us know if God spoke to you through this today. And our announcer is going to give you our address. And then even on our website, you can email us through the website where it says contact us, and you can send an email there. And we would love to hear from you. It's such an encouragement. I'm not asking for money. We're like anybody else. Yeah, it takes money to operate, but right now, our local church, working together, we've been able to keep it going, and that's what we want to do. But a lot of times, equipment and other things we need help on, but we aren't going to stand here and be the beggars. We're not going to be the money changers. We just want you to only give if the Lord lays it on your heart. And I don't want you to send the tithe that belongs to your local church. If you've done faith promise to your local church, you make sure that faith promise gets to your local church as well. Even if you move from one church to another church, wherever you promise, the faith promise, give it there until that faith promise year is up. But my friend, please, please keep us in your prayers, and please, please ask others to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.